Watcher, and a very warm welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Sadly, we have three recently departed jazz musos to both remember and celebrate this week. Les and Larry Elgart, brothers who formed a big band together, were all about swing, and within months of their big band being formed, it was one of the most popular in the States. This being in the mid-50s, when pundits were declaring the big bands to be obsolete. Larry died last week, aged 95. Brother Les died back in 1995. Larry on alto had been in Woody Herman's band before they joined together. We've just heard Little Brown Jug from the 60s. The Elgarts' discographies are very vague. The brothers broke up and reunited many times over. And here's another recent casualty, Frank Holder.
Yours for just the taking. Oh. to you, body and soul.
And that was the John Dankworth 7, a live broadcast on the BBC in London, Jan 55. Dankworth, alto; Eddie Blair, trumpet; Maurice Pratt, trombone; Don Rendell, tenor; Bill Lesage, piano; Joe Madell, bass; and Tony Kingsley, drums. Plus, 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 two vocalists. One was Cleo Lane, Mrs. Dankworth, and the other, Frank Holder. Frank was born in the then British Guyana. He came to the UK at the beginning of the war to enlist and join the RAF. Taught himself the drums and joined service dance bands as a singer and a drummer. He joined Dankworth in 1950 and stayed some 7 years, occasionally playing drums, occasionally bongos, and more often singing. One of his first tasks on joining Dankworth was to audition the young and inexperienced Cleo Lane. Holder later played with Tubby Hayes, Ronnie Scott and Joe Harriet. But sadly, precious little of his work was recorded. We heard Body and Soul. Frank died last month at 92. Oh, by the way, I must add two things. This lovely goodbye from the Beeb and the band was the BBC announcer, and he was alive, I believe.
And now we'd like to wish you all a very good night with the first arrangement Johnny ever did for the 7, Charlie Parker's Marmaduke.
British Jazz has been recalling the music of the Johnny Dankworth 7. The program was introduced by Dil Jones and produced by Jimmy Grant and Donald McLean.
Oh, and by the way, something else I must add. Frank once opened the show for Bill Haley and the Comets when rock and roll first came to the UK. We'll leave the third tribute for a while. Too morbid to have three in a row. Thank you. the Desron Douglas Trio. If you hadn't come across Desron Douglas before, you'd still have guessed he was the bass player from that outstanding version of Walking My Baby Back Home, recorded March 2011 in New York City for the Japanese Venus label. The Nut Man, Cyrus Chestnut on piano, and it's always a delight to hear him, plus Lewis Nash drums. Enough said. Another trio now, but it sounds very different. Hammond B3 expert Brian Charette is the leader on this September 2014 recording session in Brooklyn, New York. Will Bernard guitar and Roy Royston drums. All 12 of the songs are by Charette. That one was They Left Fred Out. Next, I'm picking out only the last song of a three-song ballad medley, I hope. Thank you. This album goes under the rather prosaic title of Jam Session Volume 29. There are three co-leaders, all three being altoists, Jim Snidero, Dave Pietro and Mike DiRubo, who we heard there on Theme for Ernie. The three altoists play together on all the other songs on this Steeplechase album, but on this three-song medley, they take it in turns. Andy Laverne piano, Steve Laspina bass and Billy Drummond drums. Recorded December 2008. Here's someone I saw live just last week at St. Mary's Church, Aylesbury.
Often I think this sad old world is whistling in the dark, just like a child who, late from school, walks bravely home through the park to keep their spirits soaring and keep the night at bay, neither quite knowing which way they are going. They sing the shadows away. Often I think my poor old heart has given up for good, and then I see a brave new face, I glimpse some new neighborhood. So walk me back home, my darling, tell me dreams really come true. Whistling, whistling, yeah, in the dark with you. With you.
Champion Fulton is a new name to me, and I'm delighted to have found her. That's her both singing and playing the piano. She's a very good singer. I'd say she's an even better pianist. She's from Oklahoma, Norman, Oklahoma, and she's just celebrated her 32nd birthday. Her father, Stephen, is a professional teacher and educator, so there was plenty of encouragement at home. Really like her. We'll feature her again soon. On this occasion, we heard her singing and playing, I should add, the Johnny Mercer Henry Mancini song, Whistling Away the Dark, recorded in New York City for, again, Venus Records. This was April 2008, with Neil Minor bass and Fukushi Tanaka drums. Remember the name. It's hard to forget. Champion Fulton. From an Ellington album called Unknown Session. How unknown? In that we know the names of the musos: Ellington piano, Ray Nance cornet, the majestic Lawrence Brown trombone, Johnny Hodges alto, Harry Carney baritone, Aaron Bell bass, and Sam Woodyard drums. We know where it was recorded: Hollywood, California. We know when it was recorded: July 14th, 1960. So how unknown was it? Unreleased at the time would have been a more accurate, if uninspiring, title. We heard Leonard Feather's compo, Mighty Like the Blues. And this has one of the best ever Ellington cover photos. It's of a piano and a piano stool, both wrapped very tightly in brown paper and tied up with string, so you know exactly that it's a piano and a piano stool. Nothing unknown about it. Another vocal and a wonderfully different version of one of our fave songs. Thank you.
and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, I know they were jumping, and the cotton is so high. Your dad is rich, and your mama is good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. No need of crying. One of these mornings, one of these mornings, you're gonna rise up singing. You will spread your wings, spread your wings, then you take to the sky. Oh, but I'm tired of that morning. There is nothing gonna harm you. With your daddy and your mama, keep on standing by. They're standing by. Keep on standing by.
Summertime from Porgy and Bess by R&B singer, sometimes called soul singer, Errol Neville. But I'd certainly add jazz to that list after this vibrato-heavy rendition of our fave song. This Jan 2003 New York recorded album is called Nature Boy, the Standards album. Neville is joined by Rob Mounsey on piano, Andrew Wilson guitar, the amazing Ron Carter bass, the recently departed Grady Tate drums, and Bashiri Johnson congas. There's a fabulous version of the old traditional song Danny Boy on this album with Ry Cooda. Another week, perhaps. We'll go back to Larry Elgart.
Thank you.
the typical swinging sound of the Elgart brothers, Les and Larry. This album, Switched on Swing, is six medleys, each medley containing so-called timeless swing favourites of different genres. I chose Switched on the Blues. I shortened that medley a bit as we got the picture. Good mainstream swing. Larry Elgart died a month back, aged 95. Another recent casualty was Richard Abrams. He added the prefix Muhal to his name in 67. It means number one.
We'll be right back.
Disbird Monk Bud Max is the title of that song, but again, not the full number, as it's a 16-minuter, as I want to play you a piano solo by Mulhall Richard Abrams as well. That's next. Disbird et al. Was recorded Feb March 93 in New York. Jack Woolrath, trumpet, Patience Higgins, tenor, Warren Smith, vibes, Brad Jones, bass, and Reggie Nicholson, drums. Mulhall Richard Abrams on piano and synthesizer. Abrams died last week, aged 87. I have a limited number of his albums, 4 to be exact, as his style is best described as free and eclectic, with emphasis on free and eclectic. A critic once said of one of his concerts that Abrams seems to appreciate and understand the music more than the audience. But that Disbird number was wonderful. Here's a short extract from one of his piano solos. Recorded March 1990 in New York. That's a mere extract from a long, and I mean long, 26.5-minute piano solo called Scenes and Color. Let me quote from the liner notes by a music professor at the University of California. Quote, "We observe an exoskeletonic structural method throughout the solo piano improvisation. The tremulous octaves, the cadences, the signals of blues behavior expressed as pure wave motion," unquote. And on it goes about transmigratory musical discounts being inherently non-local. I'd simply sum it up as different and at times both moving and thought-provoking, but I can't sit down and listen to a whole album at one go. The talented Muhal Richard Abrams died last week. We'll compare and contrast that with the Bill Evans number after we've heard from James Carter. We'll be right back. Django Reinhardt compo, Heavy Artillery, recorded on Atlantic Records by James Carter. He's on bass saxophone on that number. He also uses a tenor, an F mezzo, and a soprano on the other tracks. But wow, that bass sax rattles the windows. Recorded in New York in 2000. The wonderful Regina Carter, James's cousin, is on violin. Jay Berliner, steel string guitar. Romero Lubambo, nylon string guitar. Charlie Giordano, accordion. Steve Kirby, bass. Ciro Baptista on percussion. Joey Barron, drums. Heavy artillery indeed. Here's that Bill Evans number to close this week. What Kind of Fool Am I? A recent album release on the fabulous Resonance Records label, a double CD of a, quote, lost session from the Black Forest, unquote. The excellent 40-page liner notes detail the studio recorded gem and how it was discovered. It was recorded for MPS and it was kept by MPS's founder's family since it was recorded in June 68 in Villingen, Germany. What amazes me is not this wonderful discovery, but the fact that over the last 5 years or so, there have been so many releases of previously unreleased Bill Evans material, albeit usually from concerts. This studio recording elevates this album to the very mountaintop. Bill Evans piano, Eddie Gomez bass, Jack DeJohnette drums on What Kind of Fool Am I, June 68. Yes, I do spoil you. And with that, huge thanks for joining me, Mike Wynn. I really hope you'll be back next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.